That's the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Take it. Stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
You've been busted in the eye by somebody with a roundhouse kick?
Ian Hunter.
What the hell happened? We were having a perfectly nice show.
Mickey.
You're at death age right now, I just realized that.
And Lazy E.
There is not a toilet safe.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's our own little corner of the internet here, but we like it. It's friendly, it's warm. As I'm looking at Mickey, give me an icy glare from across the table. Welcome to A Freak Accident. It is the best podcast you've discovered yet.
Well, today, at this very moment.
At this very moment that you're listening, sure. My name is Crisco, and of course I'm joined by the three people without whom I would be absolutely nothing, because nobody would want to listen to this show with just me talking to myself. That is unfit for human consumption. Cruel and unusual, let's call it. So, my three friends here are Lazy E, Ian Hunter, and Mickey. How we all doing?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Nothing's gone awful this week.
I'm glad to say that I can hear, which I will get to that story very, very soon.
Ooh.
So, in the meantime, make sure just that you're aware, listener, that our website exists. You are more than welcome to visit it. It's afreakaccident.com. You can send us an email about anything you'd like, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Pretty self-explanatory, I think.
No, but it's not.
Not for you,
nope.
Anyway. That's why you can never remember it. Head to the website, though, and while you're there, click connect on the menu bar. You'll find links to all of our different social media presences.
And the great thing about our website is that other than iTunes, other than Stitcher, wherever else we're at, all our episodes are right there. So if you got us off of iTunes right now, you can get the full history, not just the last 10.
That's the thing. I noticed that iTunes only carries the most recent 10 episodes, not all of them.
Didn't we also just become part of the Google Music?
We did indeed, yes. Good call on that.
Oh, I was
yeah.
paying attention.
Yeah. You can now also find A Freak Accident on Google Play Music. So feel free to subscribe there as well, and we will be automatically delivered to you just like iTunes.
You're welcome, Android users.
Yes. And
because Android is better.
It's Bezer, too.
it is Bezer, yeah. Jeez. But it is better, too. Android is also better. Android users, that's real simple for you right there. And like we said, though, podcast.afreakaccident.com to hear all of our episodes. You can go all the way back to episode number one. And don't forget, if you are on iTunes, iTunes is still, though Google Play Music is going to make itself probably really popular really soon, iTunes is still the be-all, end-all for podcasters.
Yeah.
So be sure to subscribe there and leave us a review if you enjoy this here show. We got an awesome one planned for you tonight,
yeah.
And we're stoked to be here.
So I got to know, what happened with your hearing, man?
All right, my hearing. Okay, so this past weekend, I woke up Friday night. My left ear started bothering me a little bit, right?
Okay.
I woke up Saturday morning and I can't hear a thing in my left ear. Immediately, I panic. I think I'm going deaf at 27 years old.
Panic!
Yeah, my broadcasting career is over, because how am I going to produce anything if I can't hear? Since audio kind of is very centric to broadcasting.
That, just a little.
Yeah, that tends to help to be able to hear.
Yeah, especially
one good ear,
when you're
right.
A rock music DJ. What was that song? I wouldn't know. I couldn't hear it. So it was. I was a little bit scared, admittedly. It was one of those things where I kept trying to like do the thing where you like you unhinge your jaw and you try and pop your ears. Wasn't working. I tried like, you know, massaging the ear. Wasn't working. And like, you know, It finally got to the point where it was popping, and I got to the point where it would pop, but then it would immediately, yeah, thank you. It would immediately close back up, right? So Hello Nurse told me, all right, well, here, use these drops. I have these drops. They soften the earwax. I tried using those. Nothing, right?
Oh.
The whole day, I'm deaf on my left side. Like, it's terrible.
That's a great name for a band.
Deaf on my left side.
Yeah. Come on, mark that. That is copyrighted to a freak accident.
That's
right,
right
now.
Yes. Death on my I said death on my left side.
Yeah, no.
That's the black metal version of that same day.
Yeah, yeah.
So use the ear softening thing. It didn't work. Then Hello Nurse has this little ball thing that like squirts. It squirts water into your ear.
Ah, okay.
I guess it could be used for suctiony purposes as well. But
yeah.
So she blasted water and peroxide into my ear. Still nothing. It's like a whole. So eventually, though, as I'm going about, I keep trying to pop my ears. It eventually started getting a little bit better. Like there'd be periods where I could hear, and then it would close up again. So anyway, Monday morning, I wake up, and I sit up, and I give it my jaw a good, you know.
I love how you're doing the facial movements with this that nobody can see.
Yeah, you're gonna
I've described it once or twice already. The unhinge the jaw thing.
You're gonna break your jaw while you're trying to tell a story.
Yeah. So anyway, I do the ear pop thing, and it pops, and I'm like, oh, God, I can hear. But then I'm thinking, not only can I can hear better than I've ever heard.
I can hear the bells. My head is spinning.
Yeah, basically that. So, and not only can I'm hearing things, like you know the frequency spectrum at which you can hear? I'm actually hearing higher level frequencies that I'd never heard before. And I'm thinking, I thought my ear was just ringing. But it turns out, no, I could just hear all that extra audio that I could never get before.
That was the mosquito coming by.
I mean, literally, I got in my car later on, and I rolled the windows down, and it's like screeching on the way down. I'm like, oh, that's unbearable, but I love that I can hear it.
So what was in there?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Like, I hit lock on my door, and I'm like, I can hear the mechanisms moving inside the door.
So with your new HD TV and you can hear better, this has to be a brand new world for you.
It is. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. So then what happens, though, is I felt like an itch in my ear as the morning went on. Like I was just happy that I could hear. Like 2 days in a row, I couldn't hear. Now I can finally hear. As I was getting ready to leave for work, I felt an itch in my ear. I'm like, oh, okay. So I reached up to itch, and I felt something there. And I was like, what
there was
is
a bug
this?
In your ear.
No. I wish. That would have been
I was
cool.
ready for the spider.
Yeah.
I grabbed a Q-tip. I put a Q-tip in. I moved it around.
Oh, no.
I scooped out this glob of black earwax.
It's black!
What in the world?
What was that?
I said
it was a what?
Dude, it was literally. It was practically black. Yes. So I'm like, oh god! It's like, and it was a glob of it too. So then I put. So then I put the other end of the Q-tip in and pulled out an equally enormous glob of black gum from my
mouth.
It's black!
How many more songs do we have in there?
I think that's it.
So needless to say, you need to clean your ears more.
Seriously, apparently. Now, the beautiful thing is now I can hear wonderfully out of my left ear. I can hear everything now.
I can hear the bells. My head is spinning.
You even pointed out, E, there's been things that have happened on this show where he's been like, can you hear that? And I've been like, no. And then he just pointed at me. He said that was the problem.
Yeah.
Your head was filled with gunk.
I'm not going crazy. You were just going down.
People have accused me of lacking compassion. It's just that I can't hear you.
No. You still lack compassion.
That might also be true. But the funny thing is now my right ear, which I thought was better than my left ear. Now it sounds muffled in comparison to what I can hear in my left side. So I'm working on softening the crap on that side of my head. I can't wait to get all the gunk out of there too. But that was the most disturbing thing. It was like dark brown, practically black. It was disgusting. Earwax is not supposed to be that color,
no.
I don't think.
And no, that's not earwax.
So do I have an infection in my brain?
That's
what's
what
going
I was
on?
Do you have an ear infection?
I don't think so. It doesn't hurt or anything. It's just
gross.
Yeah, really, really nasty.
Yeah.
But I'm thrilled that I can hear. I'm not going deaf, at least not yet. And I can hear everything. All your voices sound totally different, by the way, now that I could actually hear.
You're like the real-life version of Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah, kind of.
We're going to have to try to figure out what that is.
That crap, yeah, you rub that on a turtle, that turtle will learn something. Not necessarily martial arts.
It's deaf. Oh, God, that's gross.
It was nasty. It was nasty. So I thought I'd share on the internet for everybody to hear.
What did your wife say whenever she saw it or heard you tell the story?
Oh, it was, well, she was completely repulsed by it. It was like it was.
I am too, and I haven't seen it, so I can imagine.
No, I mean, yeah, it's that's not the kind of thing that normally comes out of human beings' heads.
Did you do what the normal guy think to do? Did you pick it out and just sniff it?
I did not smell
it.
Although, now I regret not smelling
it.
Yeah, I should have.
You get more out of the other ear. You know, you sniff that thing.
Probably smell like ash. Like just like just like sulfur and ash. Like I've got
smells like something else.
I've got hell in my ear canal, and I'm just slowly scraping it out.
You really are a metalhead.
Yeah.
You know what that's probably from, though, is your headset.
I don't think so.
Oh my God! It's peeling off into your ear. It's living. You're becoming your headset.
No,
like a transformer.
If it's on so long, I mean that can't happen. I mean,
I don't wear these that often though. Just here
all day.
Well, yeah, just all day.
Just all day.
I guess I take them off frequently though.
Maybe
I don't sit them. I don't sit with them in my head all day like you do.
And I have no gunk coming out of them.
Lazy E keeps them on all day so that when people come into the office, they won't bother him. They'll think he can't hear them.
It's a smart idea.
His issue is megacolon, so whatever wax is in his head just escapes through the megacolon.
Oh, that's right.
Maybe that's why things are so substantial for you in that area of your life.
Yeah.
His movements are quite massive. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, last one. It was bad. That's when I go to my good old friend Drano.
You want to hear what we're talking about on today's show?
Yeah, why not?
It's a wonderful program that we have for you today. We are lucky enough to have a guest on the show, which I'm thrilled about. I said it last week kind of in a throwaway comment. I didn't think it actually come through. It did, though.
Yes, if you all know the zombie apocalypse movie where the brothers convinced their sister, who was doped up on...
Well, she was doped up on anesthesia from getting her wisdom teeth out, and they tricked her into thinking it was a zombie apocalypse. We are talking to Barrett Phillips, one of the brothers behind the prank.
And if you don't remember, here's a little clip. Our favorite part of that that entire video.
Which pet? The cat or the dog?
The cat! You idiot!
They've been on...
That's a meme now. The cat, you idiot. It quickly became an internet meme.
They've been on Ellen, the Today Show, and now they join the top of the ranks.
Yeah, so Barrett was nice enough to join us. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on in the show.
I cannot wait for them to talk about... We have to make sure we ask him about why the cat is so important to
that course.
Family.
Of course. Also on the show this week, Yes or BS is coming back.
Yes! Yes!
Mickey,
yes!
How stoked are you?
It's coming back, baby! Yeah!
So, Mickey, the returning champion, will be here to defend her honor.
The window's open. I'm jumping out of it.
We've got the weirdest things about America according to other countries. We were going to talk about this last week. Didn't get to it. It's making a comeback.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So, we've also got a guy who was spraying for roaches in his apartment and had something absolutely terrible happen to him.
Great, depending on your perspective.
It's pretty great, as a matter of fact. I do lack compassion, don't I? Wow.
Yeah.
And we are going to review the top movie fight scenes as they are ranked by Bro Bible. So,
it's only within the last 25 years. I was kind of disappointed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many great fight scenes were there before 25 years ago?
Quite a few.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll let Mickey school us on that then when we get to that segment.
Yeah.
The snob over here, the artiste. But all of those things and more are on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident.
It's Black!
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
I'm afraid of Americans.
A lot of people are.
I'm afraid of the world.
Well, when you look at the fact that Donald Trump is still the leading nominee in the presidential race, you got to question the sanity of this country.
And he won New York after mistakenly calling 9/11 7/11. That's interesting.
Hashtag New York values, friends. Anyway, America is a unique place. Wouldn't you say so, Ian?
Oh, I love it here.
Yeah, America's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, David Bowie, may you rest in peace.
Yeah.
Pretty jazzy song there that he's got.
I didn't know he was scared of America. That actually makes me sad.
Well, no, he was just wanting to make a buck.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So a lot of people are scared of America. A scared? I said a scared.
They're a scared of America.
They're a scared of America. But, I mean, America is an interesting place, and sometimes we don't realize how strange we look to people in other areas of the world, because anybody who's traveled abroad or traveled to other countries, you see how different the rest of the world is.
They're the weird ones.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They've been around a lot longer than
Doesn't matter.
So I would argue that we are the strange upstarts here in this little world economy that we have.
Yeah, I've been to Australia. They're pretty weird.
Oh,
love
yeah.
them, though.
Yeah,
love
no,
them, though.
They are.
Well, they started from being a penal colony, so, you know, you can't really... Of course you did. Of course you did.
I started that way, too.
The look of... The look...
You were a penal colony?
Well, the colony within.
Oh, no. You know what?
This is why they hate us.
The look of... Yeah, it would be this kind of joke. The look of glee on your face when you made that joke just made my day.
The light bulb went on.
You said penal colony. It was the happiest day of my week. So, hey, good stuff.
You know, we actually do have a lot of international listeners. I would love it if you could email freaks@afreakaccident.com and tell us. Honestly, you know what would be really weird is something we've done on this show that made you scratch your head and think, well, that's America for you. I would love it if you could point something like that out. So freaks@afreakaccident.com, let us know. We are huge in Spain, and I'll never understand why Spain, but Spain loves us.
The language barrier is a little tough, but hey.
So you want to hear some things here that non-Americans describe as the weirdest things about our country?
Let's I feel like it. The Hulk Hogan, I'm a real American song should be playing right now.
I feel like it should be. This is from Ranker.com. Number one, advertisements for prescription drugs. They don't have those in other parts of the world.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I'm just oblivious to them now. There's so many.
Call your doctor.
Well, they get free health care, too, so they can just go to their doctor and be like, hey, what can I get?
Yeah.
Where's my fix?
After being on a waiting list for 3 months, do not unleash Politicrisco on the show today. Yeah. Don't go there, Mickey. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's primary season. He's touching.
No, you need to understand. This is when I'm at my most alert. Like, the adrenaline's pumping. It's like fight or flight with Politicrisco at
Minus
this time of
being
year.
Deaf.
Yeah, well.
What? Should I say something? She's in my right ear, so. Wink. That's the excuse I make for when I talk over you. Sorry. Yeah, I guess,
drugs.
Prescription drugs. I'm on politics now. Thanks, Mickey. The fact that we love our guns so much is strange to other countries.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
Well, I mean, we're one of the only countries, I think, the Second Amendment, the fact that gun ownership, firearm possession is protected, that's kind of unusual in most of the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, in Canada, they have more guns per person.
But they have much less people than we have in America, right?
Well, yeah, but if they had more people, they would have more than us. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. So maybe they're just not as fanatical about it?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's like they have it, but like they don't like celebrate it as much as we do here. You know,
it's just kind of there.
You know,
I feel like the Russians have a lot.
Well, the Russian military certainly does. I'm not sure if the Russian citizenry does.
Yeah, I think they're aiming more towards citizens than
military. No, that's right. I know,
military.
But I feel like...
Neo-communist country. They definitely don't let their people have guns. I'll tell you that right now.
It is Russia, though. Russia, vodka and guns.
We do love... we do love our guns here. I mean, I'm not a gun nut. I do love firearms.
After earlier today's discussion...
Okay, I might be leaning that way these days as the arsenal continues to grow.
Laying on your side, leaning.
Oh wow!
Wow!
Can I hear that sound?
I'm gonna leak my ear all over you, and then we'll see how smart your remarks are.
Real quick question about your ear. Now that I'm thinking about it. So, what is the excuse to your wife now whenever you're not paying attention to what she says?
Shut up. We're moving on. Now, like I said, there's nothing better than New Year's Day shooting a gun off. New Year's Day shooting a gun off at midnight, right? Blah, blah, blah.
So, what's the next thing we got here?
Okay, the next thing on the list is the size of our non-alcoholic drinks. Like the 7-Eleven Big Gulp, for instance.
I actually, when I was talking to my girlfriend's niece who came in from Australia, they were telling me that their large... At McDonald's, their large is our medium,
right?
And that's their super sized large. So They actually can't order it here. Like, they're just, like, mind blown by it.
What blows my mind is when you go to the movies and you order a small soda and it's the size of your head. Yeah. You would think, I mean, granted, everything at the movie theater is
costs
expensive.
Like $20.
It's all expensive, but you would think that they would have smaller portions to try and get you to pay more for the larger bits. But it's like, honestly, I could pay for a small soda and I'll still have to go to the bathroom halfway through the movie because it's such a large drink.
Yeah, you end up going in there and you're like, I'll have a small popcorn. Suddenly they bring out a drum.
Number four is all the ads for lawyers. We love suing each other in this country, don't we?
And they're all in the morning because that's when those people sue. They're not working.
Yeah. Slip and fall while you were at work? We'll sue the company for as much money as we can get out of them. I love those. Injury? Call us. We'll help you sue for money.
Yeah.
I always thought to myself, that's really strange, but I get why. If you're walking down the street and you trip and fall and smash your face off the sidewalk, they'll sue the business who is responsible for that sidewalk and say that, oh, well, because you didn't properly maintain your sidewalk, we're suing you for X or Y or Z. It's terrible.
Yeah, and they pass it on to the city.
Right. Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. So I agree with that. I think that that's stupid, but yeah, I mean, I guess we have it here in the country, and it doesn't exist in other places. Sales tax being added at checkout. I guess that's unusual.
I guess they already put it into the price.
They must.
Which makes way more sense, and I really wish we would do it.
You're right, but the reason why we don't do it is it entices you to buy it. You don't think about the tax.
Capitalism! Yay!
Well, no, you don't think about the tax, so people are like, it's a great advertising tool. You know, that's why everything's $24.95 instead of $25. Psychological.
This next one seems weird. Tipping everyone.
Yeah, it's a big thing in America. Yeah, in Europe they don't tip.
It's all wrapped in.
Oh, so that's included.
And they get paid better.
That's included in the price too.
It depends on where you're eating at, but.
Well, they just don't get tipped. It's just a standard pay they get, I think.
It depends.
They get offended if you tip them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Excuse me, Mr. Uppity Yuck. I'm sorry that I wanted to, you know, reward
Fine,
you.
Fine, I'll keep my $5, jerk.
Yeah, I don't have to reward you for the good job you did, you friggin' you smudgy loser.
Oh, wait, hey, international listeners, we love you.
Yeah. How much everything can change from state to state is strange to people in other countries.
State laws.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to mention just demographically, how different are people in Texas compared to people in Pennsylvania?
Much nicer.
There you have it.
A lot nicer.
It's strange to me, and I live here.
Yeah. Well, you grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And now you live in PA.
Yeah,
there's a stark contrast. Yeah. Jersey. Need I say more?
Jersey, New York. Yeah. It's all different.
Jersey. That's it. Fahrenheit. The temperature gauge.
Yeah.
Everybody else does Celsius, right?
Well, screw them.
You weirdos in your metric systems. What is so bad about inches and feet? I don't understand.
Anyways.
A kilometer. It's a funny word.
It is.
Every time I think of the metric system, I think of drugs. Just because, like, oh, he has a kilo of cocaine.
Okay, asking how are you without expecting an actual answer.
I'm being nice, you jerks.
No, I actually, this was on TV recently where
how are you, Mickey?
Is that really being nice?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it is.
So it was on TV recently where a guy from another country was talking about how they didn't get how that's almost like a hello. They don't expect like a, it's kind of a generic, how you doing? You know, they didn't know how to respond to it. They're like, well, I don't need to tell you my personal life. They don't get that. That's just a, oh, good, how are you?
Although there are people in this country that don't understand that either. You say, hey, how are you? And they decide to give you their entire life story. Well, let me tell you what's been going on with, I don't care. I was just being polite and just asking how you were. You could say, well, thank you, and be on your way.
You could just say hello, or have a good day, or nice to see ya.
You see,
you don't have to ask a question.
Now that you put that out there, it actually seems weird for me to just go hi to someone. It's always, how you doing?
Well, it's like, what do you say next? Hi.
Cool.
Right. That's all it needs to be. Then you don't expect an answer because you're not asking a question.
I just figured out Mickey's a regressive. Did you notice that?
So they don't want to have a conversation with me. Well, screw them. I don't want to talk to them.
You're taking the whole crawling into a hole thing and abstaining from everything to a new level, Mickey.
I am.
The fact that we drive everywhere is weird to other countries.
Well, we have to drive to places.
Well, they probably walk or bike or take the train.
Yeah, screw that.
Exercise, what's that?
Well, I mean, you think about in Europe, the train system.
It's not even that. Everything's just so close-knit for them.
Well, that, yeah.
Well, yeah, but my local state park is like 30 miles away. I'm not going to walk there.
The size of our vehicles is weird to other countries. Apparently yeah, because ours are much larger.
Yeah, well, whenever I visited Australia, the cars were extremely small.
Well, that goes back to the portion thing. We need them to be bigger because we eat a lot more.
Yeah, we're a much larger group of people.
Shapely.
Yes. Oh, okay, sorry. Apparently, in other countries, they don't have gaps in the doors on bathroom stalls because they said that that's weird. I like that idea. Yeah, give me my privacy. Wait. Seal that stuff up. What? Like, you know, like the little slits in the doors, like on a stall, like when you close, there's still like a gap there. That's like you could put your eye up to it and look in.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't have those gaps in other countries.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm in.
Yeah. I'm in too. Yeah. It's weird when you make eye contact with somebody through the slit. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Talk about the most awkward moment of your life.
And then you say, "How you doing?"
Ratchet up that weird. Drive-through everything is strange to other countries. Apparently they don't have, because we have drive-throughs not just for food, for prescription drugs, for, you know, marriages in Las Vegas.
Alcohol.
Yeah, you can get drive-through alcohol.
That always bothers me. Really pushing that subject.
Giant turkey legs at amusement parks.
Oh, that's good. I don't even care.
Yeah, that's American is what that is. American flags being everywhere is strange to them.
Oh, that's because you're in America.
Now, the funny thing is...
I'm a real American.
Now, here's the funny thing. Quick story. When I was in high school, my German teacher actually spent part of his life growing up in Germany. He had a lot of family over there.
I was going to say Spain.
The one day... He brought in a home video that he took on one of his more recent trips to Germany. And he's, like, inside this bus as it's going down the street, and he's, like, filming the German cities that as he's going through them. And there's all these people walking around waving German flags and, like, wearing German flags, like, capes and everything. And I'm like... Holy crap, is Germany excited about being Germany? And he goes, no, this was during the World Cup.
Yeah,
so they were all, they were in like peak, you know, national celebration. I'm much more like the idea that they just walk around screaming like, Deutschland! You know, just like walk down the street. They're so excited to be German that they just can't help but wear flags and wave flags all over the place.
As someone with Polish descent, that kind of freaks me out, man. I don't want to think about that.
Reciting the Pledge of Allegiance every day is weird. Driving above the speed limit constantly is weird. Well, yeah, rules are made to be broken.
Yeah.
Germans do it all the time. Oh, Germans don't have a speed limit.
Right.
Never mind.
Plus, who goes 55? You know what I mean? Come on. Mickey, you definitely don't lead foot. College sports is peculiar to them. The fact that there's so many squirrels, I guess squirrels are unheard of elsewhere.
Squirrels don't really exist in any other part of the country. That's the funny thing.
Or the world, do you mean?
Yeah, the world. That's what I meant. When my girlfriend's niece came in, she said, "I haven't seen a squirrel since I came back." Until I came back. It was really weird.
What are these furry rats?
Yeah. What is this?
Let's see. I'm going to go through the rest of these a little bit quicker. Your lack of inhibitions with strangers.
Well.
You don't want us talking to you. We tried saying, "How you doing?" and you walked away. Screw you.
Mickey, you want to chime in?
Nope. Wearing shoes indoors is strange to them. The friendliness of Americans in general. How do you figure?
Again,
we live around where we live. Everybody's basically grumpy, so...
That's true. When I was in Texas, everybody really nice. They'll start up a conversation for no reason.
The fact that we drink out of those red Solo cups and sinks with the garbage disposals in them are strange. The size of the country is weird to them. See, now it just seems like you're getting...
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? We don't like your grass. It's too green.
Here you go. Yeah, to go off that, the water in the toilet's too high. Why do you flush fish down the toilet when you're dead?
Whoa. The water in the toilet's too high? I need that. You're going to have a freaking log hanging out of nut.
Yeah, you need like a deep bowl too, don't you?
I need the swimming pole.
Olympic size.
Man, you know what? After reading this list, the rest of the world, I gotta agree with Ian. Y'all are the weird ones.
Yeah, suck it.
I think we're doing this right. No, Mickey? No, nothing?
Nothing.
Good. Fine, you can get out. You can leave. America!
Yeah, USA.
Number one, USA.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
It's Ev
everybody's favorite game show. Say it with me.
Yes or BS.
It's a very simple game. All we do is we give you a statement and you decide yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS. Right now, let's meet our contestants that I have every single week. Again,
this show is bi-weekly or bi-monthly at best. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, first we have Mickey, our returning champion.
Yay!
How you doing? How does it feel to hate your life?
Yep, I currently hate my life.
Okay. Crisco!
Hello.
I heard your peck learned how to talk. That's spectacular.
He's speaking right now.
Oh, stop it. Now you're just turning me on.
The listener can't see me flexing. Sorry about that. Your loss.
And finally, we...
Oh, Ian, how you doing?
Finally, this is my turn to announce him. We have a man not worried about the war on drugs, but rather the war on doors. Ian, how are you doing?
I will win that war.
No.
Survey says nine.
Please stop. Okay. The topic today.
Lazy Mickey is Irish, definitely. He is not Polish, so you don't got to worry about it.
Nope, Italian. Oh. Weird. Okay, the topic today is George Takei from Star Trek, who turned 79 this week.
All right.
How about that?
Somehow he's also the captain of the internet now. Anybody else notice that?
Yep.
I have. Very interesting guy.
Today, captain of talking, right here. Okay. I'll tell you when to speak.
All right.
The prize you'll be playing for this week is a plate of week-old sushi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it in the fridge at least?
Nope, in the dumpster. Okay. We flipped.
You're resorting to dumpster diving now?
Yep.
I'm not going to ask anymore.
All right. We flipped George Takei in the back, and we found out Mickey is going first as our returning champion. Why we needed to flip him for that, I'm not sure. He's okay, though, everyone, we think. Okay, are you ready? Yes
no.
or BS? Okay. He was named after George Washington because his dad was planting a cherry tree when his mom went into labor. Yes or BS?
What's with the song?
Why are you singing?
Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
BS.
He's making it weird.
It's BS! He's actually named after King George VI because his dad was a big fan of all things England. How about that?
His dad's weird.
Yeah.
Weirder than he is, too, which is...
Saying something.
Yeah.
Point, Captain Picard.
Magnitudes of weird.
Shut up. Okay. Ian, are you ready to go? Yes or BS? It's George Takei. Didn't ask for your response. It doesn't matter if you're
George
ready.
George didn't ask
him a question. You asked if he was ready.
It's a rhetorical question. He's going.
Now it's rhetorical. Uh-huh. You know, you need to keep your rules in order, pal.
You need to shut up. Ian. All right.
Can't wait to be free of this.
Bring it in. He was in a Japanese-American...
Porn?
Internment camp during World War II.
BS.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer's yes!
I like my answer better. Porn.
You would.
Guess who's going into internment camp next? That's all you need to know about that one.
Just put him behind a closed door. He'll never get out.
Yes or bet?
Your grammar sucks so much.
The damn band, shut up! All right, sorry. Little temperament. That doesn't normally happen on this show. Okay, yes.
What?
Yes or BS is sponsored by George Takei's new clothing line. It makes the girls say, oh my.
Oh, man, I got to get me some of that.
All right. Crisco!
Yeah.
You're going to get you some of this questions.
I'm stoked.
Yeah.
And it's a fine play off of that last sponsor. He came out of the closet because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes or BS?
Oh, please, yes.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Why did you say, oh, yes?
You heard it.
Mickey?
Oh, my.
George Takei in the studio today. Mickey?
BS.
Yes.
The answer's yes!
Yes!
He was revealed. He revealed he was gay in 2005 after Arnold vetoed a same-sex marriage bill while he was governor of California.
Oh, that
I thought you were
going to
say he saw Commando and was like, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was kind of leaning that way, too.
Everybody just know that was taped, and we are going to save him saying that forever. All right. Mickey, are you ready?
Nope.
Don't care. Obviously, he was in Star Trek, but he also appeared in the background in one of the Star Wars movies. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Crisco.
BS.
Yes.
The answer is BS.
Oh, yeah.
The Kool-Aid man in the house, too. He does have a Star Wars connection, though. He voiced the character in the TV show Star Wars, The Clone Wars in 2009. How about that? Little interesting tidbit for you.
Educational.
Do you do your own research?
Do you do your own shutting up? Okay, final question. Are you ready for it?
Yay. Yes.
He has his own cologne called Oh My with O spelled E-A-U. Ian!
B.S.
B.S.
Yes.
The answer is yes!
Yeah! Oh, I can't lose!
Good.
You're going to lose to my fist. You can buy a 2-ounce bottle on Amazon for $45.
Jeez.
Wow.
And that is the end of the game show. Do you guys want to know who won?
Yes!
Crisco!
You're right, Crisco has won!
Yeah!
Oh, wait a second. I'm getting word from my producer. Hang on. Yeah? Real?
He has a producer?
Oh my god. Shut up. Okay. Producer, now
what's going on?
We found out Crisco failed the drug test, so the winner is Mickey! Yeah!
It's just never going to stop, is it?
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Roaches, they cute. Girl, I'm not impressed. Yeah. It ticked me off when I found them where my mama's dressed.
What?
Look at all these roaches.
Just look at them.
Around me every day.
Where do you find this stuff?
Everywhere.
Everywhere there are roaches.
Oh, yeah. Look at them.
Who's responsible for this?
Well, of course, it's Bobby, Jimmy, and the Critters.
I feel like they should have been on that banned list from a couple weeks ago. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
This story is hysterical, though, for a number of reasons. So a guy at Asbury Park is where this is. He was in an apartment complex. And this is in what state again?
New York.
I was
going
to say, that sounds like Brooklyn,
New Jersey.
New York.
New Jersey.
Okay, yeah. New Jersey. So, yeah, it was New Jersey. So he found roaches in his apartment. Quite an infestation. So he decided to spray for them.
Okay.
To kill them. Seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he oversprayed, though, because there was a buildup of chemicals in the apartment from all the spraying, and a combination of the chemical and the oxygen and the pilot light on his stove
caused
a massive explosion that basically leveled the apartment complex.
Don't the instructions say to turn out the pilot light?
I would expect they do.
Okay.
They must. But this guy doesn't seem like he likes playing by the rules.
So fair are enough. The roaches gone?
Getting to that. So first of all, two adults and a young child who were inside the apartment during the blast were taken to a hospital as a precaution. Apparently they're going to be okay.
Nobody, that's good.
Nobody was seriously hurt.
Yet.
Including the roaches, because the roaches lived.
Oh, it wasn't even worth it.
That's what I mean. He destroyed his apartment in an effort to get rid of them, and they still survived.
This is like a bad version of that movie Joe's Apartment. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, it was the guy from Stand By Me. Here, I'll show you the picture of him. It was about a movie of this guy who talked to his roaches, basically. Jerry O'Connell.
Okay. Oh, they were like a cartoon, right? The roaches were
It was a really weird movie, but I remember watching it. Absolutely watched that one.
Anyway.
Yeah, so this was, the old adage is that
roaches could survive a nuclear explosion. This isn't obviously nuclear, but I think it's still hysterical that not only did they survive the bug bomb, as it were, they survived the ensuing explosion, which almost killed two adults and a child, but the bugs lived.
As sad as it would have been if the humans had died and the bugs lived, it would have been just irony would have killed
me. Even funnier.
That would have earned them a Darwin Award.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Have you guys ever had, like, a bug infestation or anything like that?
Yes.
Have you?
Fruit flies.
Ooh, yeah, those are bad, too, because they
never go away.
Well, not only that, I've had that, too, here in this house. The problem is they multiply exponentially. Mm-hmm. So if you don't nip that problem in the bud, it gets away from you quick.
Do you know how I got rid of them really fast? Took out a thing of hairspray and just went... It was like genocide. I killed generations right there.
Wow, yeah.
Were they dropping like flies?
Oh, she's turning into me.
She is.
She's turning into me.
I don't know whether to be proud or not, though.
I wouldn't be.
I am. It's like I've spawned.
We like a fruit fly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're my fruit fly spawn. That's the name of my next country hit. You're my fruit fly spawn.
I was ready for you to say that's what they called you in high school. Fruit fly spawn.
That's just stupid.
Okay.
We had a yellow jacket issue whenever I was growing up, and they...
Why don't you just go to Burlington and buy a new coat?
So my dad grabbed lighter fluid and...
And a bad idea.
No, it was a great idea. What are you talking about? And he dropped a match down there, and needless to say, we didn't have a yellow jacket problem anymore.
Also didn't have a house.
It was in the backyard. The house was fine.
I was going to say, that sounds like the situation that led to this dude's apartment complex
being
destroyed.
Except it wasn't inside the house. Big difference.
Aye, aye, aye.
True, but, you know, anytime you're talking about explosives...
My childhood was awesome.
I think of average people making terrible decisions.
Or think about my bathroom.
Well, that too. Yeah. You know, a really quick way to get rid of flute flies?
Yeah.
Your grandma sucks so much.
Now, flute flies, those are worse because they play that terrible music all day.
Yeah.
But fruit flies, what you do is you take, you pour apple cider vinegar in
I've
a bowl.
Heard of this. Yeah.
And you put in a couple drops of dish soap. And what that does is it breaks up the surface tension on the apple cider vinegar. They go in to drink it. And they fall through it, and then they drown. So basically, it's like a trap. It's a built-in trap. And you kill them. You'll kill them by the hundreds, too. That's the thing. When I had the infestation, I came home from work. I look in the bowl, and the whole bottom is just all fruit flies. I was like, oh, my God, there are hundreds in here.
He killed them all. The women, the children, all of them.
They're like animals. I slaughtered them like animals. I hate them. And I hate sand, too.
You just know that the fruit flies are thinking to themselves, well, those four die, but I bet you I can make it.
I can pull it off, yeah.
It's like the lemmings going over the cliff.
Well, you've been having a mouse problem at your place, right?
Yeah.
Is that over, or is the hunt still on?
Nope. I put everything in the Ziploc bag. I've got mouse traps everywhere. I go to grab a Snickers bar off the counter, and there's a damn mouse on the side. Scared the crap out of me.
Does anybody else find it funny that Mickey has a mouse problem?
I didn't even put the two together.
Well done.
Yes. You know, when I was over your house, when I stopped by and you were telling me about that, she's like, oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Like, they're in the cabinets, and she opens the cabinet. I said, it would have been hysterical if there was a mouse just sitting there. And he's like, oh, God, they got me.
Yeah. It would be even better if he was like, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello.
I think the lesson to be learned here, though, is be smart. And turn off your pilot lights before you spray noxious fumes into your apartment. And, you know, maybe, I don't know, don't be filthy in the first place. So you
call
get a
an
roach
exterminator?
I was going to say, don't be filthy in the first place so you don't get a roach infestation.
Yeah, or light a match by a pilot light.
Or call an exterminator, a professional. They'll take care of it.
Nah, light a match.
Up next, our interview with Barrett Phillips, one of the brothers behind the now infamous zombie apocalypse prank right here on A Freak Accident.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Eddie Trunk from That Metal Show, and you are listening to A Freak Accident.
After we saw that video last week, in last week's episode, and you can see it yourself, too, if you haven't seen it yet at AfreakAccident.com, of the prank that the brothers pulled on their sister with the zombie apocalypse.
It's everywhere. If you haven't seen it, you haven't been on the internet in a long time.
I know. It was genius, but I felt after we got done talking to it, we need to get to the bottom of this.
Oh yeah.
What led to how did this happen? Yeah. And Lazy E, our fine producer here on the program, did some legwork. He was able to track down one of the brothers from this prank. We're not the first to get to them because they've been all over the place, but
we're not the last.
Right, that is absolutely... Well, not yet anyway.
Hopefully we're not the last.
But we are happy to have him on the show anyway. Please welcome one of the masterminds behind the zombie apocalypse prank to end them all. Barrett Phillips is now on A Freak Accident. Barrett, welcome to the show.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be a part of this and to talk about just geeking out and zombies and whatever.
Now, listen, man, I hope you realize how important this is because, like, you've been on The Ellen Show, you've been on Good Morning America, you've reached the top of the mountain now that you're on A Freak Accident. I hope you realize that.
It's a mixed reaction because part of me is like, man, I've reached the top, but the other part's like, it can only go downhill from here. You know, there's nowhere else to go. I've arrived.
Welcome to the downhill. Yeah. Welcome to the downhill. We're part of it.
Incidentally, that's our tagline. It's all downhill from here. So.
Oh, wonderful. Good to know.
So, dude, like, you guys have had just a straight crazy couple days now that this video has hit the web. I mean, it went viral almost instantly. It's been shared all over the place. I mean, how are you doing now? Are you tired from all the flights that you've had to catch and the interviews you've had to do and all that sort of stuff?
You know, honestly, it's so darn exciting that it really hasn't been that crazy. Yeah, we're tired, but it's just exciting to talk to people and to share. And I think the big thing is people just laughed and they just had fun and paused in their day and got to laugh at something. My sister. So that's great. I love that. I laugh at my sister every day.
So, you, like Crisco mentioned, you're on Ellen's show all over the place. Who was the coolest person you got to talk to so far?
The coolest person. Actually, the person that I think appreciated it the most. We were on Good Morning Britain the other day, and Piers Morgan was interviewing us, and he's a nice British guy, and he has a bunch of siblings, and he was just literally, just everybody else was like, oh, you're so mean. Piers is like, guys, so much respect. And a British guy said, like, so much respect as a brother to a brother, like, well done, you got her in front of the entire world. Well done.
Now, Barrett, the correct answer to that question was us. So you failed. Shut it down. It's over.
Yeah.
Hey, we haven't finished our interview yet. Yeah. That's
why. All right. We'll ask you again at the end. That's the important thing.
Where did you guys get the idea for this prank? I mean, because it looks like a lot of effort and thought went into this. It was very well executed. You had, like, the whole family in on it. So how did you come up with the original idea to pull this off specifically?
Well, to make you believe that it's well executed, we did a great job of deceiving you because it was definitely a last-minute thing. So we knew for sure that we wanted to prank our sister. And, you know, when you go on Wisdom Teeth, you see a bunch of videos like, brother, sister on Wisdom Teeth, or, you know, they get the medication. And we want to do something different, and we are huge fans of The Walking Dead. So every time we watch it, my sister will retreat to her room and hide.
Oh.
She does not want to even be in the same room or level of the house as The Walking Dead. So we're like, man, what if we just convinced her that there was an apocalypse going on, that zombies were coming? And she just kind of, it wasn't as much in the moment that she was contemplating, oh my goodness, like, I'm going to be eaten alive. It's more of like she was just anxious, and then this was on top of it. So we made the recording. We had a buddy who's a DJ who edited a CC warning, and basically just kind of, she just grew anxious as we kept talking about, like, man, zombies or, man, like, attacks, we got to watch out. And she grew more and more anxious, and it was hysterical to watch.
I'm glad you pointed out that a DJ edited that video or the CD part together.
It validates our career a little bit.
Yeah, because we're all radio guys for our full-time jobs. And so when we saw that originally, we were like, that's a pretty good rendition of an emergency response.
Yeah,
that must have been professionally done.
An expert who had to do that for us. And it was cool too because we just put it on MP3 and plugged it in and just played it, and so it helped out a lot. So you guys, yeah, you guys have purpose in the world. Trust me.
Well, you know that's a little bit stretching it. But I need to know, what are you going to? What do you have to buy your sister for her birthday after that debacle?
So let me say this. She was honestly never truly that angry. And we got off the hook. And here's why. At first, when we told her, okay, there's actually no zombie apocalypse, she was so just confused. She was just like, oh, like, I just want to go to bed. Like, take me home. And so she slept it off. She woke up, didn't remember anything. She just remembered confusion. So we show her the video. And as she's watching, she's like, oh, my gosh, this is ridiculous. This is hilarious. Because she's someone who can laugh at herself. So once the views started racking up and we started getting on TV, she kind of forgave us already. I don't know. Like, maybe she owes us. She got on Ellen. She loves Ellen. So I don't know what it takes from there. But it was definitely cool to get the forgiveness from Millicent. She officially forgave us after going on the show. And I'm going to try and come big through with something like that. Maybe like maybe I'll run a 5K with her or something. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of crappy. I'm sorry.
You go from this prank to a 5K. That doesn't really a compute.
Absolutely.
Well, Ian was going to ask a question, and then it looks like his brain just stopped working there. So the zombie apocalypse might be starting in our studio here.
He already answered my question. He answered it with the last one.
All right, well, fine then. So, I mean, I love to – it's funny that you pointed out that she didn't remember anything. She really hates your dog, doesn't she?
Okay, so here's the thing. The family as a whole, we're actually dog people. We like dogs. However – you have not met our creature. This wretched thing is 4 pounds. It's a miniature toy poodle. Not a toy poodle, okay? Not just a poodle. That's bad enough. It's a miniature toy poodle.
Oh.
And it is so aggressive. We named him a Napoleon because he's really small and he feels like he has to prove himself. So every time, like if he's sitting on a chair and you try and pick him up, he is going to bite at your fingers. He is going to attack you with everything he has and growl and be gnarly and mean. Plus, actually, practically speaking, that thing is not useful in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. He's not going to do it. It's not like a German Shepherd or he can go hunting or anything. It's totally impractical. So I understand the decision, and I think it was actually a cognitive decision that I support.
Okay, so the feeling is fairly mutual with the hatred of the dog in the family.
Absolutely. Again, you know, he's old. He's getting old. He has trouble getting around a little bit sometimes. He's healthy, but he's just old. So I think the understanding was, you know, and she loves her cat more than anything, probably her brothers, especially after this. So I think that was an easy decision for her, the cat. And she was very emphatic about that. But again, you know, we take care of our dog. We love him. It's just, I don't see practically how it helps in a zombie apocalypse. I don't.
So wait a second. You don't see how a miniature poodle will help in a zombie apocalypse, but you get how a cat will help.
Okay, let me just put the pros and cons here.
I would like to hear this.
The pros of having the dog are literally zero, other than he might possibly, if you get in a tight spot, you could eat the dog, but that's maybe even half a meal.
I was going to say,
not he's not even a full chicken, okay?
He's a distraction for the zombies, though, right?
No. This thing is incapable of running or anything like that. So basically, you have to carry this thing while it's barking all the time, okay, and growling. So it's attracting attention. The cat is silent. The cat kills mice and birds. I mean, and it'll bring them to our doorstep. So if this cat is killing mice and birds and I'm in a tight spot, I might eat it if I'm on the run. So the cat is quiet. The cat possibly could kill things that I could eat. I'm going with the cat.
Fair enough. You know, I got to point out this, too. One of my favorite parts of the video is, you know, impending doom by zombie, and your sister never thought to spit the cotton out of her mouth. Like, the whole time she's like, I swear,
Well, you got to think of health first.
She had stitches, right? It was funny because as she's talking, a little bit of blood was getting up towards her teeth. So there actually was red on her teeth, and it was actually kind of distracting and scary to talk to her. But we had probably 20 minutes of footage, and we had to edit out some of it because you literally could not understand the words she was saying. And we asked her later, like, what are you saying here? And she's like, I have no idea what I'm saying. So she didn't even know herself.
So I got to put this out there. There's been a lot of theories online. What do you think of people that are saying this is completely staged, completely fake, and that you guys just made this up with your sister involved?
Totally valid, and I get that. I've been on Reddit before, and I've been the one saying, oh, there's no way this is real. Well, I don't know how to say it. One, we're not smart enough to come up with this on our own. Our sister, we're not good enough writers to come up with the brilliance it was her drug-induced interview or whatever you want to call it. So we come up with it. We're not smart enough on our own. I don't know. You got to just kind of believe it. It just happened. It's accurate. I don't know what else to say.
It's like Santa Claus.
I don't have a way to prove it beyond we were in the dentist chair. We have evidence there. BuzzFeed interviewed our dentist, so she did get her wisdom teeth pulled. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
I like the idea that you set her up to get her wisdom teeth pulled out just so you could stage this prank properly.
That's a much more dark, brilliant.
Yeah.
Put you back maybe a week or so. But I mean, it's important to realize. And see, luckily, I've already had my wisdom teeth pulled, so I am safe from any retaliation in such manner.
Man, I can't wait until you stage your mom's brain surgery so you can do this again. It's going to be great.
That's just messed up. Stop giving me ideas. I'm going to copyright that, okay?
You know what, dude? I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to call in and talk to us today. I mean, I love the fact that you took this normal thing, like you said. There's all these videos of people getting, you know, the dentist work done, coming out of the anesthesia and being kind of loopy, and you guys took it to a completely different level. And for a zombie fan like me and a fan of The Walking Dead like me, I got to say, I appreciate it. So thank you for doing humanity that service.
Well, I wish I could say that I was trying to do humanity that service, but truthfully, I was just trying to mess with my sister, just as any big brother would.
Don't lie.
So that's my motive, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You were in it for the hits, too. Don't lie.
That was part of it. It helped. But it was fun to just get your sister in one of the best pranks that we've ever done to her.
So, like, what's next? Do you think, like, are you thinking, like, reality TV or something like that? I saw that floating around.
You know, it's funny. We all got different offers and stuff like that, but I love my job so much. There's really not a job I could get that would pull me away from it. So I love what I'm doing. I'm a middle school youth pastor. I love what I'm doing. So nothing could pull me away from this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a dentist?
That'd be another profession I could get into.
Well, hey, listen, Barrett, we wanted to thank you so much for taking time to join a freak accident and talk to us today. You're a great dude, and I can't wait to see, again, the brain surgery with the mom prank. That's going to be great to look forward to. So stoked about it. Barrett Phillips on a freak accident. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
Oh, yeah, Grace's Downfall.
Good friends, local band here to our area, Northeast PA.
Getting some love on A Freak Accident. I like it. That's their single, Fight. You can download it on iTunes.
Or CD Baby.
That's true as well. They are there as well. But a great song to intro this segment, which is the greatest movie fight scenes of the last 25 years. Now, Mickey, what are these great fight scenes from more than 25 years ago? Before we get into this list.
I was thinking Roadhouse, which, like, just missed the cut.
Is that more than 25 years ago?
It is.
Technically, yeah.
Wow.
It missed it by, like, 2 years, I think.
I'm ancient.
Or you're ancient. You said ancient.
Oh.
Well, he's anxious and ancient.
He's hearing all these new sounds he's never heard before.
My mouth even makes noises that I didn't know it did before. How about that?
You're like, who's talking? It's me!
Yeah. I am ancient, though. Wow.
Yeah.
This is terrible. What else, though? What else?
Indiana Jones, the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's 20. That's 20.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's way past 20.
Yeah. That one I did. That one I did know. That's not surprising. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's some first Star Wars.
The end scene of Seven Samurai. You ever see that movie?
No.
It's like 12 hours long. Make sure you set aside some time.
Why would
those
I watch
are the only two
then?
I can think of, though.
Star Wars movies?
I think some of those were on the list, weren't they?
Well, no, but some of them are older than 25
years.
That's true.
I don't think the original Star Wars, like A New Hope, didn't have a fight scene that would warrant being on the list.
Yeah, but it's iconic.
It's iconic, but doesn't
Terminator,
mean it's on the list.
Though.
Yeah.
Terminator, I don't know if Terminator was on there. All right, let's
get to the list. Okay, we'll do what are we going to do? We said we were going to do the top 10 because this list from,
30 of them.
This list, where is this from? Oh, Bro Bible. Yeah, we have 30. There's definitely no way we're getting through all 30. So why don't we do the top 10 instead? Yeah. We down for that?
Let's do it.
All right. So the top 10 fight scenes of all time. Holy crap, this is a huge list. Okay. Number 10. The fight scene in the subway in The Matrix between Neo and Agent Smith.
Yeah.
excellent.
Especially at that time where you never saw anything like, they used a lot of new tech. CGI was really used big time in that. And at that time, we weren't used to it. So that really blew everybody's mind.
Yeah, that was an incredible, brutal fight, too. Mm-hmm. Because the whole time, he was definitely Neo's better, but Neo kept in it the whole fight, which is what made it, you know, the underdog thing and everything else. And he won by luck at the end of that fight. Spoiler alert for a movie that's freaking 15 years old.
What year did that movie come out? Was it 99, I think?
Yeah, I think it was 99.
I think it was 99, yeah.
I'm almost certain, because it was like one of those... the almost 2000, so we're talking about all the computers in Y2K, and why.
It must have been then.
Yeah.
Number 9 was the Waterloo Station fight in the Bourne Ultimatum.
That was a really good fight scene. You know what? That was one of those movies that I didn't want to see. I don't know why, but the trailer just didn't catch me, but I saw it afterwards, and I was like, oh yeah.
Which Bourne movie was it?
Ultimatum.
I think that's the third one.
That is the third one.
Yeah. I've seen it, I just don't remember that fight.
The Bourne movies are excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm stoked for the new one that's coming out. Jason Bourne. That's going to be... I'm really looking forward. I'm glad they got Matt Damon to come back to that little...
He wasn't Matt Damon.
Ah, yes. No, he was not.
I guess that was a new idea that was... Bourne.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yes! Yeah!
That's 2 weeks in a row on him. Wow.
Yeah!
We're still not videotaping it. We should be videotaping it.
Achah! He just reminds me of a little kid dancing.
He reminds me of one of the guys from Mortal Kombat.
Mind you, of someone
you lost the
awesome.
List.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that was the biggest fight scene. Crisco versus the Papers.
Yeah.
The Papers. This is like a bad 20s movie. What happened?
Alright, number 8. Kill Bill Volume 1. The Bride versus the Crazy 88.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a really good fight scene.
Yeah, yeah. Tarantino with his over-the-top violence will do it every time
for you. And his weird sexual fetishes that he somehow slips into
every
movie.
Oh, that's another one. That vampire movie that he did that he was part of. God, I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Tarantino's a weird dude. Great filmmaker. Weird, though. We've got The Avengers... the final battle with the Chitauri when it came through the wormhole.
Whenever Hulk is just Hulk smashing Loki, the greatest part.
Yeah, that's great. And I love when Captain America just tells him he's outlaying the plan. He's like, you go here, you do this, you go over there, you do that. You make sure that you keep him occupied. Hulk, smash. And Hulk just goes crazy.
He just
starts
smiles.
Destroying everything. Love it. All right, so that I definitely would say for sure 300. Leonidas versus all of the Persians. That entire movie was a fight scene, and it makes perfect sense that would be on the list.
Embarrassing fact, didn't see that movie until 3 years after it was released.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just, I don't know if it got caught into a timeline where I saw a bunch of movies and just kind of got lost in the fold, but yeah, great fight scene, though.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 is in the movie Taken, Liam Neeson versus the house.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Never seen that movie.
That's a great movie.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it either.
I like it.
Oh, wow. That's
so if I like it, there you go.
Yeah,
now
Mickey
you watch
even
it.
Likes Whoa, it. That wait. Must be a spectacular movie.
Wait. Mickey saw a movie and Crisco didn't. Brain is going to blow up.
It's all breaking apart.
Oh.
Number 4 is The Equalizer, Robert versus the Russian Gang.
Saw that one either.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, the battle at Helm's Deep in the Two Towers.
Yes.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Let's see. The Chateau fight in The Matrix Reloaded is number 2.
I didn't see The Matrix Reloaded.
Really?
You never saw the second one? Did you see the third?
No, I did see... I'm sorry. I did see the second, but I don't remember it. Third I saw and I got mad.
Yeah, because the third was pretty awful.
Yeah, they should... Do you know how they should have ended it? When that big white is coming at him in that bright light, and then all of a sudden it should have been Bill, wake up, and he wakes up and he goes, whoa, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3. Done. That's how they started. It was all a dream.
I would buy so many tickets to that movie. Please.
All a dream.
All of the fight scenes in Matrix Reloaded probably should have made this list.
Yeah. The fight choreography in The Matrix was excellent.
Especially the Smith fight in the Reloaded movie was
Where he's fighting all of them. People always complain about the CGI in that scene. I don't even really care. It was amazingly like blocked. I thought it was like shot well, and I thought the idea that they were getting across was excellent. You just kind of turn your mind off to the wonky CGI, and you can get
it's really
past.
Really hard
that.
To do.
Yeah, because the CGI, it was at that point where, like, CGI wasn't quite good yet. Like, they were still doing, it was experimenting.
Well, now we're at the point where people overcompensate with CGI, so I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, no.
But in 2002, that was like, look how cool that is.
Yeah, now we look back at it, and it looks terrible in retrospect. But number one, Kingsman, The Secret Service, Galahad versus the Church.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I've seen this movie, saw it in theaters, and that fight scene in the church is incredible.
I'm sorry to say that I haven't seen this movie either, because I've heard nothing but good things about it.
Really good movie. I mean, it's a fun movie. It's not going to go win Oscars or anything like that, but it was a fun movie. Number one, though, in this list?
Can we think of anything off the top of our heads, a fight scene? Like, it might be in this list. This list goes up to 30, for crying out loud.
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints. Yeah. Okay.
It is, but it's not the fight that I'm thinking of. The street fight is what I was thinking of. They're talking about the one that happened in the apartment complex.
Oh, the firefight, you mean?
Yeah.
There was a firefight, yeah.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
That's older than 25 years.
No, it is not.
Let me put it this way. I'm saying not within 25 years, just in general.
In general?
Favorite fight scene that, it may be on this list, it might not, but what are some of our favorites?
I think Mortal Kombat at that time, everybody loved the video game, and it really brought it to life very well. The first one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That was great.
My favorite Mortal Kombat fight scene is Johnny Cage versus Gordo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there you go.
$800 sunglasses.
For me, have you ever seen Unleashed with Jet Li?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The fight scenes in that movie are amazing. One in particular, it's in the middle of the movie when he's at the fight club. And the guy who, like, owns him or whatever, like, throws him in and forces him to fight when he doesn't want to. And he spends the whole first half of the fight, like, just on defense, like, trying to protect himself. And it gets to the point where, like, as it's going on, he's getting more and more physically taxed to the point where he just snaps. And he, like, just beats the crap out of everybody in, like, less than a minute. And it's like, this is amazing.
I remember watching that movie in Cincinnati. I was there for a football game. And the one part I didn't like about the movie, and I believe this is the one, where there's this, like, friendship angle, and it goes a little too long in that movie and takes up a little bit too much of it. The fight scenes are great, but it came to the point where I thought they should have renamed that movie Jet Li and Me. Like, oh, there's my buddy Jet Li! Hi!
Great movie, though. Great fights.
Rocky versus the Russian.
Drago?
Yeah.
Really? That was the worst fight in that series.
Really?
Did you see the fake 30 for 30 special
okay, fine, it was fake, whatever. I just think
this was the most ridiculous punch. These guys landed 90% of their power punches. Yeah.
I must break you.
Yeah. It's like sometimes they would hit each other so hard that, like, they wouldn't even hit each other and the head would still go back, like from the air or something.
The wind blew me.
Basically. So, you mentioned yours, Boondock. Ian, did you say what yours was? Drago, yeah. which is a terrible point.
Number one for me is the Neo Smith fight in Reloaded.
Okay.
There you go. I already said mine.
Yeah, I got mine. So, there you go. I mean, listeners, if you have a favorite fight scene, email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. Mickey, tell them where they need to go and what they need to do to keep track of us.
I have one question before that, though.
Yes.
Can they check out the rest of this list at afreakaccident.com?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there
certainly.
We go.
Certainly. We will link to it.
So again, you can check us out at afreakaccident.com.
Yes.
You can go to the Connect tab on the menu bar.
Connect button on the menu
bar. Yeah. And find all of our podcasts.
On all social media links.
See there, I'm screwing it up
see,
again. One of these days.
Think about this logically for a second.
No.
If they want to connect with us, they would find us on social media.
This is true.
So, what about this show is logical?
Yeah. Yeah, what about me as logical? Me thinking logically.
You're asking unanswerable questions now.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, then don't forget to go to iTunes.
That's a Discovery Channel special. Yeah. What is logical about Mickey? We can get Neil deGrasse Tyson to talk for 2 hours about that. Anyway, head to the Connect button on the menu bar. Find all our social media links. Head to iTunes. Head to Google Play Music. Subscribe, download, listen. Give us reviews. Definitely make sure to subscribe, though, because you'll get us automatically delivered to you each and every week. And head to the podcast section of our website as well. You can hear every episode we've ever done. So
yeah.
Send us emails.
Yeah, send us emails.
Freaks at afreakaccident.com.
Thank you.
And you might want to check our Instagram, a little peek into some new merchandise, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, the merch section of our website may finally go live. It might.
It's
soon.
Something small, but it's pretty cool.
I think it'll work out well. I think you'll like it, too.
And one more time, got to say thank you to Barrett Phillips.
Barrett Phillips is his name. You almost forgot it there.
I almost called him Bad News Barrett, I'm going to be honest, so...
That's what his sister calls him now, probably.
Barrett Phillips. Yeah, man, thanks for taking the time to join our show. We will be back again next week with another brand new episode, and we thank you, the listener, for taking the time to listen. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
Good, you got that. It was a little door in front of him.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
It's black.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.